has joined.
Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the only one, or are there others?
I haven't. It was just the music, and then you came on, so I may be only the only one. I hit your mobile number by mistake, but I meant to dial the class number. I hit your cell, so disregard it.
Yeah, I saw your text, and
I'm sorry about that. I hit the wrong one.
It's not a problem. I was just getting finally prepared, so.
Yes.
Are you doing all right?
Somewhat. It's getting a little better.
Oh.
I just buried my sister. I just buried my sister like a few days ago, so I'm just kind of bouncing. I'm getting there. I'm still just been kind of hard through the holidays and just kind of.
I can appreciate it. I understand it. I knew all of that. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But you know, I'm sure you don't remember. We texted back and forth a few times right at the beginning.
Yeah, see, I don't remember that, Hanok.
I am sorry for your loss.
I appreciate it. It's just it's not reality yet. I'm still trying to get through it. I'm still living in her home right now, so.
That was one of my questions. Do you have a place to stay?
Yeah, I'm still staying in the home where with her, you know. I'm still staying in her home right now, and I'm waiting on going back up to Louisiana getting my trailer, but where it's parked out, everybody has COVID right now, so I can't go up there to get it because everybody's got COVID up there.
Understand.
So they're all quarantined, so I'm going to have to wait a few weeks to see about, you know, trying to get it back down here. So
I understand.
So there's just a lot of different complications. You know, it's not just one issue. I've got I have different issues going on at the same time. So.
I know. So if you need to talk, you can make a call, please.
Yeah, slowly everything will start slowing down. The holidays are, you know, slowly winding down, you know, toward the end of this, you know, few weeks. It's just been a lot. They've had a lot of company here.
Naturally.
Yeah, we have. We've had quite a few people every day, and it's never... which is good in a way, but, you know, my mind's been kind of busy because I'm having to, you know, accommodate different people and stuff like that.
Right.
Has joined.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Terura, Aleph Gimel, Yitzhak Zadi, Kabel Rina. Amcha sagvenu taharenu to no ra kufre shayan sintet nun na gibor dor sheyichutcha kis bavat shamrein nun gimel dalet yud kashin Barchem tacharem, rachame sidkatcha, tamid gamlem, betet resh, tzadi taf gimel. Asin kadosh berov tuha na'el adata terkuf bet terunayan. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kidushata. Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Ta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, Noseyaon wa'fesha, V'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro, it's known as Pasuk 29. And we will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bibchilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu le'akda l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah v'yihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu k'nenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nam Dekucha Berichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Velet Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ledach yaleya mineya ulan haga beya kalana tehakulu ovada big shot inun wikola itzderich be alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We will study a verse that connects to this energy from the Tanakh. The verse, the one verse that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untativ v'shakam taktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is redemption. The redemption will occur providing the children of Israel are prepared. One of the ways we prepare is by connecting to a verse that has the same energy as redemption. This particular verse that we are studying is from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. This verse has the energy of redemption because it has the same gematria as the name of the year, 781. will now connect to the 72 names of God by saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta ezayo ala da la awa he he a yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he, pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey, re he, me ta re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me da. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. We will now connect to the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 12th day of Tevet, Rabbi Moshe Magbulis, Rabbi Moshe of Peshevorsk, Rabbi Mordechai Chaim Kashtalantis of Tveria, please say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper. Please join with me by covering your eyes, leaning slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai. Shaka Vachal Meodecha with Hayu Hadbarim Haile Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Alevavecha Vishinan Tam Levanecha Vidibarta Bam Vishivtecha Bevetecha Vlechtecha Vaderech Ushachbecha Ukumecha Ukshartam liot al yadecha, v'chayu letotafot b'neinecha. Uktavtam al mezuzot b'techa, uvisharecha. We'll now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life, to reach the level that we will study our Zohar class tonight. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. Netzach. Ye ahini wi yo hi. Ye ahini wi yo hi. Ye ahini wi yo hi. Tiferet. Yo are who ni wu yo ho. Yo are who ni wu yo ho. Yo are who ni wu yo ho. Gevura. Yeah, me we yosh. Yeah, me we yosh. Yeah, me we yosh. Hesed. Yeah, anyway, yo hair. Yeah, anyway, yo hair. Yeah, anyway, yo hair. Bina. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, anyway. Ye aheni wa yo hey. Hachma. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Keter. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ye ahani wa yo ha. Ye ahani wa yo ha. The abridged Kaddish. Id kadav, id kadash shemei rabbah, and we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute b'chayechon v'yomechon uv'chaye v'kol beit Yisrael v'agala v'zman kariv v'yitvarach. Shabak v'itpa'ar v'itroma v'itnase v'itadar
v'itadar
v'itadar v'ela min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata ta'amiran b'alma yehe shlomo rabba min shamaya v'chaim shlema. Aleinu v'yol kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O'se shalom b'imro mal u'yase shalom aleinu v'yol kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class today is the Zohar from the Parasha Vayechi. It's going to be section 4. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. If you go to the first row, the right-hand column, there's a landing page that lists all of the parashas in the Torah. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Vayechi. It's just before the section on the Book of Shemot. And when that landing page of the Parasha Vayechi opens up, scroll down to section 4. And we will be starting at Pasuk 39. We will start with a L'shem Yichud, since we grounded all the energy of our previous L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Le'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konanehu Rabbi Yosef Petach Ve'amar Ve'chaya Yom Echad Hu Yiwada La'ashem Lo Yom Ve'lo Laila Ve'chaya Le'et Erev Yihye Or Rotze Le'meimar Terein Me'aran Vishin De'atan Livno Lemechewe begaluta, mearasane hon, willa yisteke behon, kamashanin stagin, alchove hon, bekushta hake istachliat hon, barasane hon. Vaisa b'nai hu di'ara lehon Bishin ilein v'yad ber lehon le'ara Tav kefei erusha dikra. The translation. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion with the verse, that it shall be one particular day which shall be known as Hashem's, neither day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time there will be light. He started explaining the verse, and he took Ephraim and Manasseh, but explained no further. The Zohar explains the words of Rabbi Yossi, saying that he wishes to say that two evils will befall the children of Jacob. They will be in exile in the land of their enemies, this being the aspect of Ephraim and Manasseh. And two, he will not look at them many years on account of their sinning against truth, and so will abandon them in the land of their enemies. Eventually he would take their children to whom these two evils befell and conduct them to the good land, as the verse says, and he took Manasseh and Ephraim. To wit, he will take them to whom the two evils befall and cannot conduct them to their good land. My commentary. The verse from Zechariah is describing the final day, which represents the Armageddon War. This prophecy explanation is that the children of Israel will experience two difficult aspects to cleanse what needs to be cleansed. One is exile, and one is Hashem will forget them. These come from the two names of Joseph's children, Manasseh, which relates to exile, and Ephraim, which relates to forgetfulness. The Chofetz Chaim teaches that this experience is a process that commenced at the beginning of World War I and continues to this day. This is why so many Orthodox rabbis call for a return to the land of Israel. Yet the words in this pasuk is conduct them to the good land. In my opinion, this is what will happen to all who died in the Shoah and have reincarnated. There will be a restoring of a Torah government in the land of Israel, and that is what is meant by the good land. This is my understanding of the teachings of Rabbi Ashlag. By studying Kabbalah wherever you are in the world, we will bring about that Torah government in the land of Israel, without strife and without war, through peaceful means. This is how the two aspects of prophecy can become reconciled. Know that this is just my opinion. Pasuk 40. Waha wa tere rav revan sagin ma'al yam hawa mitakan tehot. Kar se yikara de apatrofa de Yisrael Megillata chamisha'a Bedil dichon begaluta Kol yedana hadem We arad nashe yatkon bayarasanehon. The translation: there were two great and exalted ministers who were knocking under the throne of glory of Israel's chieftain, the fifth measure to cause them to remain in exile for as long as they need from the aspect of Ephraim, and worse, that he would forget them in the land of their enemies, which is the aspect of Manasseh. My commentary. Learn this spiritual truth well. What happens in the physical world is what needs to happen for the benefit of all people. The above pasuk, in my opinion, is describing the conflict between two spiritual chieftains of the two nations that will remain as the unified whole earth is in conflict. These spiritual angels will delay the return until all people will be cleansed sufficiently. Pasuk 41. Wehu tirein mikilatan, bitrein safinafahada, umalel lakabel ribon. Alma ve'yahev le'yarishu, dimalel kalman divaye v'chaze, v'Yisrael min gisa, chadale migzar, v'hon v'Yisrael, te'yifkun min galuta bedin avaha. Hatchonu min kisa karina rala migzar alechon de dilcho vechon de amaru alaihu pisha sagia hadalid bekilatan wila wa bechon mekilata. Kamisha apatrofa, Shte Yisrael umalilu kaldiru. The translation: these two ministers are two attributes, each containing two aspects. To wit, each is divided into two attributes. He explains. One attribute came and spoke before the master of the universe and was given permission to say what it liked. On the other hand, it saw it should be decreed that Israel should come out of exile due to their father's merit. On the other hand, it saw they deserved to be sentenced to remain in exile for their sins. where the accuser said great evil things about them. There are four attributes in all for each of the ministers. The two attributes contains two aspects, to wit, one for and one against. But they did not have the fifth attribute, Israel's chieftain. And they spoke as they pleased. The two ministers spoke now for and now against, for they had not the fifth attribute, which turns all into merit. My commentary. The fifth attribute is teshuvah. This is why the exile takes so many years. We do not do teshuvah, and we do not give sufficient tzedakah, which substitutes for teshuvah, according to the Kabbalists in our generation. Referring to our generation. Verse 42. Adimata levatron mekilata Tamisha wahawa bekarse Ikara min shema kadisha Wa amar al benohi di Israel tav Wilahawo ratyan terain mekilatan Kamaita lemala'a kameya bedin mekilata hamisha deit betal lelelya unfaklin chora bilchon veyad patach bechaya yom echad hu yiwada Hashem, lo yom v'lo laila v'chaya le'et erev yihye or. The translation. Then the fifth attribute arrived, which will be revealed at the end of correction, to be upon the throne of glory of the holy name. It would say good things about Israel, and the two first measures would no longer be afraid to speak before him good things about Israel, as they were before. For the fifth attribute, which was considered the rule of the night, now came out to shine upon them. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi opens the discussion saying, but it shall be one particular day which shall be known as Hashem's, neither day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time there will be light. My commentary. After the chaos comes blessing, is the meaning of the final sentence. Meaning after the chaos, we will realize that this chaos is our blessing. Just as the servant who was whipped by the substitute master was given a golden coin for each strike of the whip, and then cried to his wife, if only they had given him more strikes of the whip. Verse 43. Tanina vayikra Elokim laor yom velachoshech Kara laila v'tatam amar v'choshech Alpene tehom, Bekasha dideya, Adideya ata, Rabbi Elazar, Le Rabbi Shimon awo, Will Abba Marimai, Da El Mibreshit, Adwav Dorot Bara Yudalit Bav Dalit Echatzave Leme Marvav Ishmeya Yitabeya Ruach Achma Ad Hakala Awamin Damahu Hoshech Tam Rabbi Elazar, Benashak, Yeh. by translation, or the translation, we have learned that the verse, "And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night," means that the Nukva of Zeron Pin, called darkness, and also called night, receives from day, which is Zeron Pin. It is also said, "And darkness was on the face of the deep," to wit, darkness is a klipa, not pertaining to holiness. The verses contradict each other. Rabbi Elazar came to his father, Rabbi Shimon, and said to him, "My father and master, what is the meaning of this contradiction?" He replied to him, "From the beginning up to the sixth generation, the secret of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of Zeron Pin, he created one Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the secret of Bina." He explains, "This refers to the secret of Vav of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Zeron Pin, which means Bina, conferred the spirit of Chokmah. Therefore, only then, darkness was not known at all." Rabbi Elazar rose and kissed his father's hands. My commentary. This pasuk explains that true desire only comes in the fourth phase, in Malchut, and not at Zeron Pin. I'm going to add an unwritten commentary that I have said before. If you look in the Aramaic, you will see letters Yud Dalet Vav Dalet. Whether you accept the academic conjecture that the Zohar was printed in the 11th century, or you accept that it was written with Rabbi Shimon after the destruction of the temple, either statement can be considered true, and everybody is invited to decide for themselves. But the writing of the Zohar is related. They did not use Yud Ke Vav Ke to conceal the energy of Hashem's name. They wrote it Yud Dalet Vav Dalet. Why did that change take place? The last century where the name was written Yud Dalet Vav Dalet was the 1500s, around the time of the Ari. Afterwards, papers and writings started to be printed, and they were printed Yud Ke Vav Ke, not Yud Dalet Vav Dalet. But that's a physical explanation for the change. And what does the change actually do? The letter K is a double agent. The letter Kuf goes below the line and feeds energy to the negative system by virtue of that leg being below the line. The letter Dalet, meaning doorway, does not feed the negative system, but it conceals the hay. It's a doorway to the hay. This is why the higher spiritual human beings from earlier generations wrote Yud Dalet Vav Dalet. And it would be good if we could break this habit of saying Yud Ke Vav Ke and start saying Yud Dalet Vav Dalet. This is my opinion. Pasuk 44. Kam Rabbi Abba Ushamai Choshech Istaharu Havraya Lilamato Mai Bishalu kala min kadam ribon alma behakura erete fata wigomer tsalma velo sedarim vatofa kemo fel gehinom maikame deit bere alma Awaganes lirashi ayawav lechon lechayavaya dihon kadyaved elaha yat ilen kihine hahoshef yekase eretz varafel leumim Ve'alayich Yisrach Hashem u'kvodo alayich Yera'el Zakahu kehon De Yisrael de kucha berichu Al bira lechon da Ashrei ha'am shekaka lo ashrei ha'am shehashem elohav. The translation, Rabbi Abba rose and asked, "What is darkness?" The friends turned around, to wit, they sought hard for an answer, but did not arrive at an answer to his question. They did something, namely a certain meditation, and a voice from before the Master of the Universe resounded this verse, "A land of gloom as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as darkness." This darkness means Gehinom, for even before the world was created, it was stored for the wicked. From this they understood that darkness is Gehinom. Woe to the wicked who will abide in this darkness. When Elohim will do all this, as it says in, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But Hashem shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Happy is the portion of Israel, that the Holy One, blessed be He, did not create this darkness for them. Happy is that people that in such a case, happy is that people whose Elohim is Hashem." My commentary. Happy are the children of Israel who are required to reincarnate, to experience the opportunity to do more mitzvot, rather than cleanse within Gehinom. In more specific terms, if you study Torah, and especially if you study the Zohar, you have no need to go into Gehinom. You return as a reincarnated person in order to cleanse what you need to cleanse and strive to become righteous and have the opportunity to do additional mitzvot. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we will have three classes. At 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will have our morning prayer teaching. At 10:30 West Coast time, we will continue our study of 10 luminous emanations. And at 3 o'clock, we will continue our study of Psalm 92. I bid you all a good week, Shavua Tov. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom Gadol. Have much peace and serenity during this coming week. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.